It is the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. Good morning. You've got Skirvo for breakfast. Now, Rosebery residents, you've got the member for Braddon, Anita Dow, who's also, of course, the deputy leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, visiting you today. And joining me on the phone this morning is the lady herself, Anita Dow. Good morning. Welcome to 7XS once again. Good to have you with us again.
Oh, good morning, Cameron, and good morning to your listeners, and it's lovely to be back with you on the air again.
Indeed. All right. Well, of course, part of the reason why you're down here is that you're going to have a site tour of the MMG Rosebery Mine.
I am. So it's been a little while since I've been to MMG, so I thought it was time to go back down and have a site visit and catch up with the general manager there and understand, up to date on where the tailings dam is at, and also just more generally on the site and some of the challenges that they're facing, and hear some good news from them as well. So just looking forward to catching up with MMG this morning as well. It'll be good.
Yeah, no, they are they've been working very hard lately, that is for sure, and had some things obviously they've had to deal with. So it's great that you'll be able to get a perspective on that for them.
Absolutely. It's a really important regional employer, with 500 people being employed at MMG. And I know many people that have an association with there or work directly with there, and not just from the West Coast, but right across the Northwest Coast and the north of the state, really. So it's important for us as local members to get out and meet regularly with industry. And I'm looking forward to doing just that tomorrow, Cameron.
Absolutely. Your mobile office, of course, is in Rosebery, and you'll be meeting at the takeaway if anybody wants to catch up with you.
That's right. That'll be at 12:15. So it'd be great to see as many locals there as possible. Come in and have a drink and a chat, and I'll probably do a bit of a walk around the local shops there as well and just see how the local businesses are going as well while I'm there. But it's been a little while since I've had a mobile office in Rosebery, so if people have some issues that they want to raise, they can always contact the office on 6430 8440 if they would prefer that. We meet, not at the cafe, but somewhere else or whatever. If they've got something else they want to discuss, I'm always happy to do that as well.
Great. That's really good. All right. Now, something which is always high on the agenda down, or is everywhere, but particularly down here on the West Coast, is health. You've got some details for us this morning on that.
Yeah. So as Shadow Minister for Health, I meet regularly with the Nurses Union, and I was at their state conference last week, actually, in Launceston. And just to understand some of the challenges around health provision across rural and regional settings. And Rosebery's really no exception to that, Cameron, having experienced difficulties with getting access to a GP, which has been raised with me by many locals, understand now that service is back in place, which is really positive for the local community. But, of course, there's always the challenge of attracting staff to rural and regional areas. And the Rosebery Hospital is such an important community asset for the local community. So I'm working closely with the union around that and to understand what the challenges are there. Housing's obviously an issue when it comes to attracting professionals to the West Coast as well. So I'm working closely with council around that as well. But it is an issue that's on my radar. And we feel very strongly about the importance of rural and regional health services and providing better care for people closer to where they live. So I'll be doing all that I can to advocate for improvements to services there and to support the workers as well.
Excellent. Now, as you might be aware, COVID's been hit. We've been hit fairly hard down here as well as everywhere else. Are you happy with the way everything's tracking with the rules being relaxed and that sort of thing?
Well, I think it's a difficult time, isn't it, for Tasmania? Right? We're right in the middle of winter and we've got high numbers of COVID cases again, and we've also got high numbers of flu cases across the state, and that's having an impact on our hospitals and health services as well, Cameron.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago that you weren't able to access acute mental health services in Burnie or Launceston because there was a number of staff that were off unwell with COVID, and then obviously they couldn't provide that service. So it is going to present significant challenges to us, and the government really needs to have a concrete plan around that in the ongoing provision of services. So that is a concern that we do have, and obviously part of that is increasing vaccination rates across the state as well, and obviously booster rates aren't as high as they should be really, and we need to encourage more um, people to get their flu vax, which at the moment is free,
mm.
which is a really great initiative that we've been calling for, because it just makes it that much more accessible for people, but particularly for people in places like Rosebery, where you can't always get to a community-based to get your free vaccination. So I hope that the government do extend that program for people, enabling them to get their free flu vax, because we just want to make sure as many people are as protected as possible. And that will, of course, mean that people are well, but it will also reduce pressure on our health system and people's ability to access services. So I think it's we do have some concerns. Obviously, there's changes, and that's always being directed by public health, which we respect.
Yes.
And we have always followed public health advice, you know, right throughout this pandemic. But we will continue to, you know, call on the government to make sure that they do have a solid plan for the provision of services and a workforce plan as well, because that's the most critical thing. We can't provide services if we don't have staff on the ground there in the hospitals to provide those services. So, I think it's going to be a long winter, as they say. I don't think we've certainly still got COVID in our community, and, you know, we're still feeling the impacts of that. And, you know, I mean, I've got members of my family that have got COVID at the moment. We've sort of been have escaped up until recently, really. But I think, you know, I haven't had it yet. I don't know about you, but it sort of feels like it's only a matter of time, really. But
unfortunately, yes, I have had it. And
while
it sort of didn't affect, well, it did in a way, because I lost my voice for 4 days, which is not good for my job.
No.
But I felt the same, Anita. I thought I'd done well avoiding it for so long. But unfortunately, I think you're right. It is almost an inevitability that you might get it at some point. So,
making sure that you're the best protected when you do get it with the vaccination.
Exactly.
And with the flu shot as well, to make sure that you don't. Because the flu is going to be really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well.
Yep. No, that's one of those things. And on top of the winter, we've had to deal with wild weather and all that
sort of thing
as well. So it's not the best of winters so far, is it?
No, it's not. We're only early days. But that's right. But I'm sure we'll get through it.
Yep.
And so long as there's a coordinated response to it and the government has a really good concrete plan, then we'll certainly get through it, but it won't be without its challenges, Cameron.
No, well, life isn't without its challenges anyway.
No.
Look, we thank you for coming down once again. You are a regular, one of those members of parliament that does come down to the West Coast a lot. So we thank you for that. Yeah, no, that's great to hear. And look, thanks for joining us this morning. And Rosebery residents, please do, if you have a question, if you'd like to get in touch with Anita Dow, then she'll be in at the roundabout, the takeaway place with her mobile office, so you can visit her. She'll be there at 12:15 p.m. Thank you, Anita. We'll catch up with you next time.
Thanks, Cameron. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Member for Braddon, Deputy Leader of the Opposition, and also the Shadow Minister for Health joining us this morning here at 7XS.